This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There have been two separate attacks on Israeli tourists in Kenya. Several people were killed today when suicide bombers set off an explosion at a hotel popular with Israelis near the port city of Mombasa. Officials say two children were among the dead. Simultaneously, at the Mombasa airport, two missiles were fired at an Israeli charter airliner that had just taken off for Tel Aviv. Both missiles missed their target, and none of the more than 250 people on board the plane were hurt. The plane continued on to Israel, and NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what more do you know about these attacks?
Well, Bob, according to Kenyan officials and witnesses and Israeli officials in communication by phone, a four-wheel drive vehicle rammed into the lobby of the Paradise Hotel in Mombasa, a resort town on the coast of Kenya. The car exploded moments after a group of 60 tourists from Israel had arrived there. And then at about the same time, an Israeli charter jet was taking off from the Mombasa airport. The pilot reported two flashes of light streaking by the left side of the plane. He believed his plane was the target of surface-to-air missiles. That hasn't been confirmed yet. There were no injuries, and the flight continued and now has landed safely at Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv with no injuries.
Any idea about casualties at the hotel?
The latest totals are 11 dead, at least 11 dead, dozens injured is what we're hearing. Of the dead, it appears six of them were Kenyans, three were Israelis, including two children, according to Israeli officials. The rest are considered most likely to be the suicide bombers themselves. The initial reports have vacillated between two or three bombers.
Any idea why these attacks took place in Mombasa?
Well, this part of Africa has been frequented by Israeli visitors. This particular hotel, a paradise, is Israeli-owned, we're told. Beyond that, Africa experts say the eastern African coast is, in general, a relatively open part of the continent. It's a bit easier to get around there than in other parts of the continent.
Any claim of responsibility?
There is no official claim at this point by any group. The Kenyan ambassador to Israel was quick in the media to accuse Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. He said there was no doubt in his mind that al-Qaeda was behind these coordinated attacks. We have no confirmation of that. We have had one claim of non-responsibility. The militant Palestinian faction Hamas has weighed in, saying it had nothing to do with these attacks, that it confines its efforts to fighting the Israeli occupation in the Palestinian territories, and it beyond that, we really don't know who's behind it at this point.
Any comments from Israeli officials?
At this point, we have heard both from the Prime Minister, who said that the war against terror must continue, and from the Foreign Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who held a news conference. He said that the missile attack in particular was a dangerous escalation of terrorism, referring to the technology and the sophistication needed to fire this kind of surface-to-air missile, if that's in fact what happened. There was also comments from Zalman Shoval, another Israeli government spokesman, who said that there would be, of course, a review of travel procedures for Israelis traveling abroad, but he said it would, in his words, it would be futile to tell Israelis not to go here or not to go there.
There was also an attack within Israel today. What do you know about that?
Well, police say at least two Palestinian gunmen opened fire today in the town of Beit She'an in northwestern Israel. It took place at the bus station and included a nearby Likud voting station where a crowd of people was waiting to vote on this primary day. Witnesses and ambulance crews said at least four Israelis were killed, more than 20 injured, one critically, and at least two Palestinian gunmen were shot and killed. There was a search underway for a possible third gunman. Israel Radio said residents were told to stay indoors and school children were kept in their classes. The Al-Aqsa Brigade claimed responsibility.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.